带领。
We thank God for His guidance.
今天陈弟兄能够来这里，他从尔湾教会过来帮我们做见证。
Today, Brother Charles Chang is able to come from Church of Irvine to testify for us.
他的全家他太太还有他两个小孩也一起过来。
Not only him, but his wife and two children are also here with us.
我们非常的欢迎他们。
We really welcome them.
我觉得这个也是对小孩一个很好的一个机会教育。
And also, I think this is a wonderful opportunity to educate our children as well.
Yeah, 把我们的见证也传，让我们的小孩也知道把这个见证一直传下去。
So that our testimonies may be passed on to the next generation, so they may know God too.
我们应该认识她的姐姐，她姐姐以前在我们教会哈，她陈佑明姐妹。
We should also remember Brother Chang's sister, Sister Chang, Chang Youmei.
Yeah, 她就是去年哈，是搬到东部去了。
Last year, she had moved to the East Coast.
Yeah, 所以我们今天真的很高兴，我们现在就请她来帮我们做见证。
So we're very happy to invite Brother Chang to testify for us.
Let's bow
our head and pray in silent.
Amen. Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus, I testify.
小弟在多年来所累积的一些跟神之间的一些互动，跟一些自己的信仰的过程的一些经验，很高兴在今天有这个机会可以跟大家来分享。
I'm very happy to have this opportunity to share with everyone some of my personal experience, some of the communication I had with God in these past few years.
在去年之前每次只要有传道者或是教会的长子问小弟说有没有什么见证可以跟大家分享的时候
Perhaps a year or earlier on, if any pastor or minister asked me to if I had any experiences I'd like to testify
小弟的借口就是那么几个一成不变的就是口才不好年纪太轻没有太多的经验可以分享。
Usually my excuses are I don't have good, I don't have eloquence, I'm too young, and I don't have much experiences. So I would reject any invitation.
但是在去年年底的时候，小弟有一些很深的感触，所以感谢神在这样的一些心路过程之后，让小弟有这个勇气可以。站在这边跟大家做这样的一个经验分享。
But towards the end of last year, I personally had some deep understanding experiences with God, so that now I have the courage to share with everyone now.
所以小弟深信在座的很多弟兄姐妹都经过了很长的一段信仰的路程，来体验神，来认识神。
I believe many of our brothers and sisters.Present have many years of experiences in your faith and communication with God.
小弟本身也不例外但是我比较幸运一点，因为我出生在一个真耶稣教会信徒的家庭。
I am also among many of the believers' experiences because I am more fortunate. I was born into a family of believers.
所以小弟的妈妈在去年的时候盟主应该说是去年的时候盟主召回，那她走的时候是80岁。
Last year, my mother was called by God to return to heavenly home, and that year she was 80 years old.
她一直是我们家信仰在世上信仰的一个支撑者。
In the faith of our family, she has always been the column, the supporter of our family faith.
小弟为什么这样说呢？因为 在小时候，父亲从商，然后，妈妈在家里面经营小本生意。
Why do I say that? Because my father was a businessman and he travels a lot. So my mother would stay home and take care of all the businesses.
在小弟九岁的时候，小弟的父亲，因病过世。
When I was 9 years old, my father passed away from an illness.
全家的生活陷入一个困境。
So my whole family fell into a very difficult financial situation.
那在一个年纪九岁的一个小孩子的心里面，去教会是一个活动。
To the thinking of a 9-year-old child, going to church is just one of the activities that he did.
在一个九岁的小孩子心里面，父亲过世是一个天崩地裂的一个事情。
Also, to a 9-year-old, the passing of his father was an earth-shattering event.
所以在小时候，小弟的心里面就一直有一个疑问：为什么我去教会？那为什么我的爸爸在我九岁的时候就过世了
？So I had this thought as a 9-year-old. I go to church, but then why did my father pass away?
然后让我们一家的生活呢，在顿时之间失去了一个支柱。
Because out of the sudden, my family became support without any support.
那在一个本来就已经对信仰不了解的一个小孩子的心里面，只是增加了一些负面的负担。
So to a child who was not very, who didn't have much understanding about faith, it's become a even furtherAdditional burden to him.
但是感谢神，小弟有一个非常令人满足的一个家庭，我的哥哥姐姐都很照顾我们这些弟妹们。
But I truly thank God that I have a very loving family with older brothers and sisters who care for their younger brother.
在家母没有能力谋生的一个情况之下，我的哥哥姐姐们带着我们弟弟妹妹们。一个一个的，也都成长了，也都长大了。
When we were young and without means to support ourselves, our older brother and sister would take care of us financially, so that we can grow up and become a so we can grow up.
那在小弟父亲过世之后，我们搬到彰化的乡下。跟叔叔婶婶们住。
After my father's passing, our family moved to a countryside in Taiwan, Zhanghua, and lived with my uncles and aunts.
想象那时候的家庭哈，这个11个人在一个三合院下面，然后晚餐就是一块五花肉，加了盐巴又加了酱油。那一锅汤里面捞不到两块青菜，这样的生活，跟现在我们在美国的生活比起来有很大的差异。
So imagine a life back then, for a family of 11, we would have a piece of pork, for everyone, and in a pot of soup, you can just probably pick a couple of pieces of vegetables. Yet this is how we all grew up.
那在寄人篱下，将近一年之后的时间，小弟的姐姐，小弟的大姐，跟大姐夫就把我们接到高雄去住。
After 1 year living under someone else's roof, my older sister and her husband have taken us into their homes to live with them.
在那个时候，妈妈给我们的一个最大的一个要求就是，每个礼拜都要跟她到教会去守安息生日。
And my mother made a requirement to all of us is that we would go to church with her every Saturday.
那小弟心中的疑问依然存在，为什么爸爸在我九岁的时候他就走了
？In my heart at that time had a great question was that why did my father leave us when I was only 9 years old?
那在一个小学五年级的学生转学到一个新的地方去，总是会有一些插曲
When for a fifth grader to move to a different school, there will be a lot of different experiences and difficult challenges.
啊，因为小时候可能是因为营养不足或是怎么样，就是个子比较小一点，比较瘦小。
Maybe I was malnutrition, but for some reason at that time I was much shorter and smaller than the rest of the kids.
那我就成为这几年新的名词叫做霸凌的对象 ，bullying.
So I had a new name at that time, so I became the target of all the bullies.
那每一天到学校去，就期待说今天不晓得什么时候要被抓到这个洗手间去打一顿。
Every day, my worries were, I don't know when I'll be taken to the bathroom and be beaten up.
那每天就活在这样的恐惧之下，过了几个月的时间。
So I live in that kind of fear, for quite a few months.
小弟提起勇气跟妈妈还有跟哥哥讲说在学校有人欺负我。
Finally, I had the courage to tell my mother and older brother that someone's been bullying me at school.
那因为爸爸以前在我们年纪小的时候就非常非常的严格，所以一家人的信念就是你只要在外面跟别人有了一些人际上的问题，一定是你的问题，而不是别人的问题。
Because since when I was young, my father had always been very strict. If I had any conflict with anyone outside the house, my father always assumed that it was my problem.
这样的精神呢，也被哥哥姐姐们也传承下来，所以他们也认为说，一定是我的问题，不是别人的问题。
So that kind of mentality is being passed down to my older brother sister. So they also thought the same way that if you're being you're having trouble with other kids, it must be your problem.
那因为在座有很多年纪比较轻的信徒朋友们，所以我不需要的把所有的经过都讲出来。但是有一天我觉得我受够了。
Because we have some younger members here, so I will not go into detail of the of my experiences. But one day I felt like fed up.
所以我就决定说，我要反击。
I want to retaliate.
那天他们带我去厕所的时候，我就很明显的告诉他们，我的立场。
So very clear when they were taking me to the bathroom, I told them my stance.
然后他们就从那天开始就再也没有来找我。
And from then on, they would not bother me anymore.
所以在一个十岁的一个小孩子的心里面
to a 10-year-old child,
只要别人对你凶，你就要比他更凶。
So if anyone was mean to you, then you have to be meaner.
那这样的话，他们就不敢来找你。
Then that way, they will not bother you anymore.
就因为这样一个错误的一个观念。
But because of this wrong concept,
让小弟走了一段很长的一段路。
So I have walked a long way.
今天大概没有时间来叙述那一段日子。不过我们也许可以把它留着日后再来加强。
Today I may not have the time to share about that experience, but perhaps in the future I will share that part of my life.
那从刚刚小弟所提述的一个过程来讲，就是因为小弟年纪轻的时候家境不是很好，所以在小弟开始成长的过程之中，就一直想说我以后再也不要这么穷。
But because of what I mentioned, I grew up in a very poor situation. So I've told myself, when I grow up, I will never fall into that kind of difficult situation.
So when 小弟到在台北念书的时候
，So when I was studying in Taipei,
那是若干年后，经过那一段这个很长的一段路之后，若干年后，小弟在台北读书。
And that is after many years I've grown up and moved to Taipei to study.
在那个时候不知道为什么，可能是因为身上的一个味道那些不是很好的 就是属于比较反派的那些学校里面的同学就会来找我。
I wasn't quite sure why. I maybe have some kind of older, but a group of not very well behaving students will come and find me.
啊，他们就好像是说，哎呀，你可以成为我们的朋友这样子。
They would invite me, say, "Oh, you can be our friends."
哦，感谢神，因为神的保守哈，小弟并没有成为那一群朋友的一部分。
But thank for God's protection, I did not become one of those gangs.
讲的比较对，讲的比较直接一点，就是一些帮派分子的一些诱惑。
To speak more directly, actually, it was the temptation from the gangs.
在在那之后，小弟就陆陆续续的开始一些打工的生活。
And from then on, I would have frequent experiences of working at several odd jobs.
从餐厅的小弟
，from being a busboy in the restaurant，
一直到加油站的加油工
，being a gas station worker，
木工厂的帮手
，or helper to a carpenter。
种种各种不同的经验，小弟在年轻的时候都有过这样的一些体验。
So there are several kind of different odd jobs I have all have taken parts of.
在这么多的在年轻里面有这么多的经验的一个基础之下，小弟认识了很多朋友。
So with this kind of foundation, having different kind of life experiences, I've met several different kind of people.
但是大家都知道说，在台湾长大的男孩子就是有服兵役的一个必要性。
Most of us know that if you grew up in Taiwan, you have the duty to serve in the army.
所以小弟在有一天一早起来，眼睛打开是妈妈拿着一张兵役征收书。
So one day I woke up and my mother held this letter of a draft from the army standing in front of me.
她告诉我说
，And she told me，
你快要去当兵了。那这是一个从年轻人从小孩变为成人的一个时候。
And my mother told me that you are about to be drafted to serve as a soldier. So this is like a rites of passage for you to go from childhood into adulthood.
那小弟那时候看到妈妈的一个无奈的眼神。
I've seen the helplessness in my mother's eyes.
小弟深深地告诉我自己说，你该醒了。
So I told myself, this is time for you to wake up.
那从那一天开始，小弟就从来再也没有跟任何人动过任何一次的手，或是有过什么很严重的一些争执。
So from that moment on, I never had any physical contact or any kind of difficult struggles with other people anymore.
那在两年的兵役之后，一些在小弟心中的问题还是一样没有得到答案。
But 2 years later, after serving the army, that same question in my heart was not resolved.
为什么爸爸在9岁的时候就过世了？那为什么我们的生活都有这么多的困苦？
And that question was, why did my father pass away when I was only 9, and why is our life so difficult?
所以在那个时候，小弟犯的一个错就是，我并没有感受到，并没有真的去体会到神的恩典是比我们所值得领受的还要再多。
One mistake I've made is that I never made efforts to seek after God to understand that what God The grace that God has given us was more than what we can ever receive.
再怎么样的辛苦，我们每天也都有饭吃。
Because no matter how hard it was, we still had food to eat
every day.
No matter how tough it was, the doors to the church is always open.
那我想是因为在信仰的基础不够稳定，所以小弟并没有在那个时候并没有这样的体验。
But I think because my foundation of my faith was not firm enough, so I didn't have much experience.
所以小弟又再一次的犯下一个错误，就是全心全意的追求马门。
So I made another mistake, that is to put my whole heart to pursue after Mammon.
所以大概是小时候穷怕每天就是想说我要怎么样去赚更多的钱。
I think it was because of the fear of being poor again, so I pursued wholeheartedly after money.
当然就像小弟刚刚所提到的，我有很多的在那个时候有很多的朋友。
Just like I told you, I had made many friends.
从各个不同的社会层面都有很多的朋友在一旁互相帮忙。
From different levels in society, I have all kinds of friends, and they would help each other.
那这样的一个生活的方式，让小弟的信仰完全的跌入谷底。
So in this kind of lifestyle, my faith fell into valley.
妈妈的要求还是在，每个礼拜都要去教会。
But I respect my mother's requirement. I would still go to church every week.
但是我想没有什么好夸口的，但是可能是在信徒里面，小弟大概是打瞌睡打得最厉害的一个人。
That's really nothing to brag about, but I can say that during that time, I was probably the one that dozed off the most during the church services.
所以在这样的一些个人的体验里面
，So from all these personal experiences,
生活渐渐的失去了它的意义。
My life slowly began to lose its meaning.
有一天，小弟在在工作的一个在高在屏东垦丁工作的一个地方。
When I was working at a place in one place in Taiwan.
有一天晚上，小弟做了一个噩梦。
One night, I had a nightmare.
那这个噩梦的一个背景是全部都是黑色的。
The content of the nightmare was that everything was dark.
那小弟从一个很高很高的地方，也不是山，也不是任何一个平地，就从很高的地方往一个无底的一个深坑，就是一直往下掉。
And I was falling, I don't know where from. It was not from the mountain, but it was just from a plain, but I would just be falling into a bottomless pit.
我很大声地呼喊救命。
I would scream loudly for help.
但是唯一我没有喊的就是主啊救我。
The only thing I did not yell was Lord save me.
当小弟那个噩梦醒来以后，第一件事想到就是我得回家去看看，因为 我那个时候离家里面大概有几百公一两百公里，一百公里以外。
When I woke up from that nightmare, the first thought came to my mind is I need to go home and take a look because I was very far away from home, was more than 100 kilometers away.
那大家知道台湾很小哈，一百公里大概就已经是四分之一的台湾了。
We know that Taiwan is very small, 100 kilometers, about a fourth of the whole island.
所以当小弟决定要回家看一看的时候，那一天是台风夜。
The day I made a decision to go home was the day when a typhoon hit the center of where I was.
在一切在开始开车之后不到三十分钟。
As I was begin on my journey home in about 30 minutes into my trip.
我的车子失去控制，那小弟就撞上山壁，那就不省人事。
And I lost control of my car, and then the car hit the side of the the cliff or the mountain, and then I lost consciousness.
那感谢神啊，这个有小弟有不知名的这个一些有爱心的人把小弟送到医院去哈。
And I thank God that there were some unknown people that had love and took me to the hospital.
当每一个看到我那时候当时开的车子的人都跟我的朋友说很对不起看到你朋友这个样子，他们都认为说我已经死掉了哈。
Those who saw me in my condition at that time would tell my friend who was in the car, says, I'm very sorry for your friend because they didn't think I would survive.
那整个过程是小弟的小腿断成了四节。
So this process had left me the lower part of my leg to be broken into four different parts.
那里面有很大的一片不见了。
And one large piece was actually missing.
那在这样的一个情况之下，医生没有办法把我的伤口完全的缝合。
Because of that, the doctor could not really sew up my whole leg.
所以小弟就在医院待了整整的一个多差不多一个半月。
So I stayed in the hospital for a month and a half.
那医生说你的骨头好像还是没有长回来，也许我们应该再开一次刀。
The doctor examined me and said, I don't think your bones had healed, so we probably have to make another operation. So they had to make a bone transplant on my leg.
那在在行动不便的这一段时间里面
During this time when my mobility was limited,
每天小弟在家里面所做的事就是读书吃饭睡觉。
The only thing I could do at that time was to read, eat, and sleep.
感谢高雄教会弟兄姐妹的爱心。
But I thank God for the love of all the church members from the Church of Kaohsiung.
他们的访问他们的关怀让我再一次的感受到说为什么这些最关心我的人在我的身旁那我都不知道。
And their love and their way of showing concern for me, and I finally made me realize that how come these people had been caring for me and I did not realize it before.
所以小弟开始渐渐的对自己的一个信仰的生活开始有一些不同的观点。
And from then on, I start having a different view towards my personal faith.
我说神在这个时候对事业上的一个憧憬，把它完全的停止中断。
Because through this, God had sort of made a stop for my zeal for in my career.
那在这个时候有这个机会跟这么多教会的弟兄姐妹有一些不同的互动。
Through this opportunity, I had more chances to interact with church brothers and sisters.
那我应该要想想看神要我在这个事件里面学的是什么。
So I wonder what does God want me to learn from all these experiences in this life?
那当然，在这整个过程之中，妈妈都在旁边。可是这个时候，妈妈又出现了。
Of course, my mother had always been there for me, but she appeared again in my life.
她告诉我说，你要知道说，这个一切都要靠神。
She told me that you know that through all this, you must rely on God.
所以在九个月，在出完车祸九个月之后，小弟再去做一次复诊。
复诊。
Check up.
So about 9 months after my accident, I went back for a checkup.
那在医生告诉我说，说陈先生，你可以走了。那有空的话，再把那个拐杖拿回来还给我。
So they would tell me, "Oh, Mr. Chen, I think now you can walk. So if you have the chance, can you return the crutches?"
那我就把两个拐杖放在一起，我就还给他。我说，医生，谢谢你的帮忙。
So I put together the two crutches and I handed back to the doctor, said, Doctor, thank you for your, all your help.
那我要走回家的时候，他就跟我讲说，说我在高雄市的骨科，号称为权威二十年，从来没有看过一个人脚断成这个样子，九个月以内可以自己走回家。
Before I turned around to leave the his office, this doctor told me I have been an expert or in bone in my field for all these years. I've never seen one who had such a broken leg and be able to walk again within 9 months.
那在这九月，在这九个月里面，小弟也有这个机会可以刚刚讲到看电视，但是不是看一些肥皂剧哈。
I also mentioned that during this 9 months when my mobility was limited, I had time to watch TV. Of course, I did not really watch soap operas.
那个时候我最喜欢的一个电视台叫做 CNN.
One of the channels I liked the most was CNN.
所以我就看着美国的一些新闻，美国的一些时事，然后就开始自己学起英文来了。
So I started watching all the news, all the things that's happening, which is all English. I began to learn English.
那在这九个月之后，小弟信心满满，觉得说英文念九个月大概就够了，那就准备出国来了。
So after 9 months watching the and learning English, I thought my English must be pretty good. So I want to prepare to go to America.
所以在九七年的时候呢，小弟就经由哥哥的帮忙，就到美国来准备要念书。
So in 1997, through my brother's help, I came to America to study.
除了拿拐杖那种情况之下的这个，在小弟在美国准备开口讲英文的那一刹那，那个自信心被打击到那种感觉哈，大概是最惨的。
I think since the time that I had to walk with crutches until the time when I came to America and start to really open my mouth and start speaking English, I think my self-confidence has suffered the most at that time.
小弟在San Francisco 登陆。
I first arrived in San Francisco.
那刚好那个时候，他机场有一个重新建筑的一个 project。
And it just so happened there was a reconstruction remodeling inside the airport.
那在第一次坐飞机坐这么久，然后又是全部都是英文，再加上他们又换了登机门。
Since it was my first time taking the plane after such a long hours and arriving to a brand new place that's speaking only English, and they had changed the arrival gate.
小弟才知道说要问一个人说，我怎么样到这个 gate。这么一句英文是这么样的困难。
And I just realized how difficult it was to ask someone, how can I get to my gate?
所以在那个时候，小弟又再一次的，告诉自己说，没有一件事情是简单的。
So once more, I told myself, nothing is easy.
那在到了美国之后，小弟在休斯顿教会住了两年。
After arriving America, I lived about 2 years in Houston Church.
在小弟到了休斯顿之后，第一件事情当然妈妈也在旁边。
After I arrived in Houston, of course, my mother had always been my side.
妈妈说：“走吧，我们去找教会。
”My mother told me, "Let's go find a church."
那我就开着一部车跟她两个人。拿了地图，左转右转。那个时候还没有 Google Map 啊。
So I would drive the car with my mother and taking the map and trying to figure out all the direction because this is before the Google Map.
那找到了休斯顿教会，那个已经是教会聚会时间结束之后了。
By the time we arrived at the church, it was after they had finished the morning service.
但是妈妈拍拍我的肩膀跟我说，没关系。那我们下个礼拜就知道怎么来了。
Oh, after the whole day service, so my mom comforted me by patting on my shoulder, says, "It's okay. Now we know where the church is."
在那个时候，休斯顿教会的注目传道就是陈传道。
At that time, Pastor Chen was the resident minister there.
那我在那边感受到了教会弟兄姐妹的爱哈，非常非常的深厚。
It was there that I experienced the abundant love from all the brothers and sisters there.
那九八年的年初，教会的负责人陈淑珍姐妹哈，她就跟小弟讲说，为什么不到 Dallas 去参加联合会？他们那边有联合会，就带着一些慕道者一起去好了。
In the year of 1998, the board member Sister Chen asked me, "Why don't we go to join the Dallas Church for spiritual convocation?" So we took some truth seekers with us, and we went there.
那小弟到那边的时候，在第一天的祷告会啊，小弟有这样的一个感受。
So on the first day of the spiritual convocation, when I arrived in Dallas, in the first prayer, I had this experience.
小弟一直不知道说，经过了那么长的一段路，神会不会再接受我？
I thought to myself, after I have gone so far, I wonder if God would accept me still.
所以小弟就很诚心的跪到前面，到前面来，在祷告会的时候跪到前面来。在第一排，而且是第一个抢到前面去的。
I decided to come up to pray, and I was the first one coming up to the front at the very front of the church to pray.
小弟这样跪下，这样跟神说。
I sincerely knelt down and told God this.
如果你还愿意接受我的话，让我感觉你的存在。
If you still accept me, please let me feel your presence.
那个祷告大概是小弟近年来最感动最深刻的一个祷告。
I believe that was the one prayer that have the deepest movement and experience up to that point of my life.
那在接下来的这两年的一年多快两年的时间里面，在休斯顿的生活。
And then a year and a half after that.The life that I was in Houston.
有一些非常非常特殊的一些互动哈，跟神之间的一个互动。
I feel I had some very special interactions I had with God.
所以小弟刚刚说，小弟以前在台湾的时候，都是一直在追求马门。
Just like I said before, in Taiwan, I've been pursuing after money.
但是你要去跟有钱人打交道的时候，你也不能看起来太穷。
When you're dealing with people who has a lot of money, you can't look too shabby either.
所以呢，那时候大家很流行这个行动电话，哦，但是还没有 iPhone 的时候。
At that time, it was just becoming popular, the cellular phones. Of course, this is before the time of iPhone.
那小弟那时候也有一个行动电话。
So I also had a cellular phone.
所以有一天呢，这个下了班，吃完了宵夜，回到家以后，小弟身一转说，奇怪，我的电话去哪里了。
So one day after I came home from a late night snack,after work, I turned around and found out I could not find my phone.
所以小弟就打给自己的电话号码，那对方接起来的那个人告诉我说，很心急哈，很贵的电话丢掉了哈，但是我不还给你。
So I quickly called from my home phone to my cell phone number, and this voice answered, and he says, "Oh, you got a very nice, very expensive cell phone, but I'm not giving back to you."
所以那也没有办法，只好就放弃了要把它找回来的念头。
So to myself, I feel well, I might as well give up because I don't know how to get it back.
那我再回到这个1998年在美国的生活。
So I'm going back to the 1998, the life that I had in Houston.
小弟有一天也捡到了一支行动电话。
Because once I found a cell phone.
然后那个时候小弟心中的一个观念就是。你丢掉一只，捡到一只，神是公平的。
So I told myself, you lost a cell phone, now you found a cell phone, God is fair.
但是这个公平，认为神是公平的代价非常非常的大。
But the price that you pay to consider God as fair is great.
小弟捡到这个电话的时候是礼拜五晚下午。
Because when I found this cell phone that did not belong to me was a Friday afternoon.
啊，回到家礼拜五晚上，去了 Bible study， 回到家之后。
So afterwards I came home and then went to the Bible Friday night Bible study and I came back home.
小弟就开始发烧了。
And then I start having fever.
烧到了礼拜六早上，那时候大概最后这两的时候，我有记忆的时候是大概是106度还是几度
？So the temperature start going up until the Saturday morning. The last memory that I had, it was 106 degrees.
那这个家人就跟我讲说，你烧得这么严重，没有办法去教会，我看我们自己去好了。
So my family told me that I think your fever is too high. You can't go to church, so we'll just go first.
那小弟一个人躺在床上躺了一整天啊，我想说那大概是我的最后一天。
So I lay there helplessly for a whole day, and I thought to myself, this is perhaps the last day of my life.
但是一个不认输的一个个性啊，就想说，那我得要知道说为什么我要死，那我才可以死得比较甘愿一点。
So I didn't want to admit that I have lost. So I want to know why have I lost? I want to know the reason.
所以小弟就跟神说，我说神，我知道你大概不高兴，但我不知道你为什么不高兴。
So I began to ask God.God, I think you're not very happy with me, but I want to know why are you not happy?
我说，如果说你觉得我值得知道的话，请你告诉我。
I told God that if you think I'm worthy to find out, please tell me.
那在那个时候，小弟的眼前就好像很多的照片，显示过一样，告诉我说这个是我不喜欢的，这个是我不喜欢的，然后很明显的行动电话。就是第一个。
So immediately, right in front of my eyes, there were like things that appear, and there are each of the things that God was not pleasing with me. And the first thing that showed up in front of my eyes was that cell phone that I found.
所以小弟就再一次的跟神请求说，如果说这个真的是你不喜欢的，我会把它还回去没有问题。但是你要让我知道说，这个是你告诉我，而不是别人告诉我。
So I quickly told God that.Lord, if this is what you really is unhappy with me, I have no problem returning the cell phone. But please, I want to know this came from you and not from anybody else.
那当然，小弟也知道说神不可能这个时候就出现跟你讲说，对，我不喜欢你拿行动电话。
I knew, of course, that God will not stand in front of me and tell me yes. That is correct. That's exactly what I mean.
所以小弟就跟神说，如果说这个真的是你不愿意我做的事情，麻烦你让我的烧退掉，让我知道说这是你在跟我讲话。
So I asked God one more time, Lord, if this is really coming from you, please let me know for sure so that you can let my fever to go away. Then I will know for sure that this came from you, that you're not pleasing with me.
不到十五分钟的时间，小弟的体温回到正常的体温。
Within less than 15 minutes, my body temperature returned to normal.
吓死我了。
I was scared to death.
那从那个时候开始，小弟不管在路上看到5块钱纸钞、20块钱纸钞，我连动都不敢去动。
So from that moment on, no matter what I see on the street, even if it's $5 or even $20, I dare not to touch.
还没有机会看到100块，不知道会不会有改变心意，还不晓得。
I haven't found $100 bill yet, so I don't know if I will change my mind at that time, but I don't dare to say.
我想接下来我可能稍微要比较简短一点来带过去，因为时间上可能不是很多，所以在当学生的时候常常会跟神说这个因为英文不是很好，自己认为很好，但是不是很好，所以我需要比较多的时间来做功课。
Because I was studying that time as a student, even though I thought my English was good, but actually was not good at all, so I need an extra time to study.
所以常常都在安息日跟神请假半天。
So oftentimes I would ask for half day off on Sabbath day.
每次只要请假，功课就做不完。
But every time I did that, I find that I could not finish my homework.
每次只要在教会待完一整天，回家功课都做得完。
But somehow, every time I come to the church for a whole day, I will go home and still be able to finish my homework.
更美妙的是，当你功课做不完的时候，老师就会给 extension.
And even amazingly, if I came to church but couldn't finish the homework, but the next day the teacher would give me extension.
所以这个就是让小弟深深地感受到安息日的重要性。
So this has taught me personally the importance of Sabbath.
那接下来的这个两年哈，在2000年跟2001年这两年的时间，小弟这个又犯了一个错误哈。
So from year 2000 to 2001, I have made another mistake.
小弟转学到一个没有教会的地方去。
I had transferred school to a place where there is no church.
那感谢神哈，那个陈传道那时候负责中区的一个注目的一些工作。
But I thank God that Pastor Chen was taking care of the central region.
那个时候他常常就会打电话跟小弟说，这个哪一天下午我会到，那留几个小时给我，那我们来做一个聚会，然后做一个祷告。
And Pastor Chen would call me frequently and say, "Oh, on such a such day, I will arrive this afternoon. So please reserve a few hours so that we can study Bible and have a service together."
感谢神，在那两年之内，小弟完全没有忘记神。
So I thank God that during those 2 years, I did not forget about God.
那在2001年是一个小弟这一辈子算是最迷惘的一年哈。
I believe 2001 was the year where I was most lost.
这个911事变，经济崩盘，找不到工作，学校毕业。
A series of events happened. It was 9/11. I graduated. I could not find a job, and the economy fell into a recession.
在那个时候，小弟也刚刚结婚，那很快的我们有了我们的第一个小孩。
At that time was also when I just got married, and soon after we had our first child.
这些种种的压力四面八方而来啊！感谢神，他也让我学习到说，凡事只能靠他。
So all kinds of pressure was falling, was crashing upon me. But this has taught me that I can only rely on God.
那我可能要跳过一些 event.
I probably have to skip some events because of time.
在2006年的时候，小弟到一个汽车公司去上班，然后我认为说，哇，这个地方真好，我要是可以在这个地方退休该多好。
So in 2006, I worked in a car company. And when I arrived there, I said, "Oh, this is such a wonderful company. Only if I can work until I retire, that will be great."
但是在13个月之后，小弟就接受到这个停止雇员的通知。
But only 13 months afterwards, I received the notification of my last employment.
那在那个时候，小弟除了小孩之外，还有一些贷款要付。
At that point, besides having my children, I still had a lot of loans that I had to pay back.
所以想，我太太也在场，你们可以跟他去证实啊。当天小弟真的是觉得非常的无依无靠。
You can also my wife is present. You can confirm with her because.When I got that notification that day, I feel so helpless.
但是当天晚上我们睡觉前一起祷告的时候，我的那时候3岁的小女儿看着我跟我说。
But that evening, as we are going to make our prayer before going to bed, my 3-year-old daughter told me.
她说 ，Daddy, are you okay?
My daughter asked me, "Daddy, are you okay?"
她就拍拍我的肩膀跟我讲说 ，We'll be okay.
So she patted my shoulder and said, "You will be okay."
那我想说，一个三岁的小孩子这么有信心，为什么我还不如他呢
？So I thought to myself, a 3-year-old has such a great faith. How come I'm not even as have such a great faith like her?
所以祷告之后，小弟就很快速的想到说啊，好像有一个 recruiter 一直在找我，我打电话给他看看好了。
So after prayer, I suddenly remember there was a recruiter that had been calling me before, so maybe I should give him a call.
所以就这样的一个启示，在两个礼拜之后，小弟就有一个新的工作。
So from that revelation alone, I found another job within 2 weeks.
小弟还记得很清楚，那时候小弟跟太太讲说，感谢神，真的感谢神。
At that time, I remember very clearly when I found out, I told my wife, I thank God, I really thank God.
但是过了六年以后，这个对神的一个感谢渐渐的淡化了。
But 6 years later, the thankfulness began to wane.
我们常常都认为说，是只有在我们需要的时候，神给我们那个时候就是最大的感谢。
Oftentimes we say that the moment we receive help from God, that's the time we had the greatest thankfulness.
但是昔日的感谢可以被你现在的不高兴而淡化掉。
But the thankfulness you had at that moment can oftentimes be lessened. Because of the discontentment or something that was not going right later on.
所以在2010年、2011年这特别这两年里面，小弟对这个尔湾教会的一些弟兄姐妹觉得很抱歉哈。
So in the year of 2010 and 11, I feel very sorry towards some brothers and sisters in Irvine Church.
因为私底下聊天都是在 complain。都是在抱怨这个工作上的不如意。
Because I've been complaining to the brothers sisters about the discontentment I had towards my job.
那一直到那个时候，我才自觉到，才觉悟说，我找了这么久的工作找不到，只是因为我把神当初给我的一个恩典，把它给遗忘了。
And then I began to realize that I have forgotten that God is the one that have found this job for me in the beginning.
那小弟就改变了自己祷告的方法，就说，神啊，这个我不愿意当一个不高兴的基督徒。
So I began to change the focus in my prayer. So I told God that, oh Lord, I don't want to be an unhappy Christian.
如果说你愿意的话，带我离开这个公司。
If you are willing, Lord, please take me out of this company.
在改变这样的祷告之后，没有多久。
So since I changed my prayer, shortly after.
这个 interview 一直进来。
And they start having, I start having lots of interviews.
这是小弟第一次在美国之后，还可以自己挑说哪一个 interview 你想去，哪一个 interview 你不想去的时候。
This is the only time in my life, after all these years in America, that I had even a choice deciding whether I want to go this interview or not.
所以在那个时候，小弟就告诉尔湾教会的一个负责人。
So at that moment, at that time, I told one of the board members in Irvine Church.
我说等到我的 offer letter 下来以后，麻烦你派我上去做见证。
I told him that if I get this job offer, please arrange me to testify.
所以这个在几个月前，小弟在尔湾做了一个类似的见证。那今天也感谢神啊，谢谢大家这个机会，让我可以在这边跟大家分享。
And that's why the church arranged me to testify a few months ago, and I really thank God for this opportunity that I'm able to share with all of you today here.
所以我想我已经把时间用超过了，那很短的一个总结，我想要跟大家分享就是凡事靠神。
I'm sorry that I have passed the time. I'd like to make a conclusion. First is rely on God in everything.
那我们先求神的国跟神的义，其他的他都会加给我们。
We should seek after His kingdom and His righteousness, and the rest He will provide.
在你对你的信仰有疑惑的时候，你可能不会马上找到一个答案，但是等到你的感受有到一个程度的时候，你往回一看，你就可以把这些事迹把它连在一起，你就会知道说神为什么这样安排。
at the time when you have doubts in your faith, you should just continue. And then once you turn back and look at the past events, you will see how God had allowed all these events to happen. It was because of a purpose.
希望这样的分享对大家都有造就。
I hope that this sharing can be beneficial to everyone.
愿一切的荣耀都归于天上的真神。阿们。
May all glory be upon our Lord in heaven. Amen.
非常感谢陈弟兄给我们做很美好的见证。
We really thank God for Brother Charles Chang to share this wonderful testimony.
听起来他好像还有一些见证没有完全讲完。
It sounds like he did not finish all his testimony.
希望我们还下一次还有机会能够请他来。
We hope we have opportunity to invite him back again.
从他今天的见证当中，我们听得很清楚他所从神所领受的及他的经历。
We can hear very clearly all his experiences that he had received from the Lord.
也让我想到说雅各的一生。
This also made me think about the life of Jacob.
雅各他在就说临终之前跟他的子孙讲说一生牧羊我的直到今日的神。
He told his descendants on the day, the moment of his passing, that the Lord that has been shepherding me all my life.
Yeah, 那我们也知道说，雅各他的一生呢，他都是想用自己的方法，去得到自己想要的。
We know that Jacob had been trying to get what he wanted in his life, in his own ways.
但是他得到的却是逆境跟苦难。
But what he gained was all difficulties and suffering.
那神就把他放在一个比他就说狡猾，然后诡诈的舅舅家里。
But God, that's why God put him in the house of his uncle, who was even more cunning than he was.
所以在这个二十年当中，雅各就受到这些神给他的磨练。
So during 20 years living with his uncle, he had been trained and from God.
但是这个磨练呢，却把雅各推进神的怀抱当中。
But because of this training, that had pushed him closer to God.
从雅各到就说跟拉班的一个见证当中。
So from what Jacob.Testify to Laban.
他跟他讲，他学就说他这个，他看见神，就说以撒的神、亚伯拉罕的神与我同在。
That is, that the God of Abraham and God of Isaac is with me.
呀，这个记得在创世纪三十一章哈，我们今天没有什么时间读哈。
We're not going to read this passage, but this is recorded in Genesis chapter 31.
呀，然后在这个二十年当中呢，他就学会依靠神，他不靠着自己。
So in these 20 years of life, he learned to rely on God and not himself.
也他也学会了顺服神。
So he also learned how to submit to God.
这个就是雅各他一生当中他所学习到的。
And this is what Jacob had gleaned and learned from his life.
所以他才可以说一生当中都在牧养我的神。
That's why he's able to say, the God that had been shepherding me all my life.
我想我们也是跟雅各一样。
I think that we're just like Jacob.
我们一生当中所走的路途有都是有神的旨意。
Because the path that we walk in this life, is within the will of God.
为了使我们更完全，更顺服。
The purpose is for us to be more perfect and more submissive to Him.
能够完成神所要成就的旨意。
So that we may fulfill the will that He has for us.
那我们今天的见证会在这里结束，我们很感谢他，希望下次还有机会来跟我们做见证。
So this concludes our testimony session. Really thankful that he's able to share with us today.
我们还可以唱一首诗，因为我们下一节课还有到三点钟才开始。
I think we have time for one hymn.
我们请唱442首。
Let us sing hymn 442.